from KQED.
State prison officials say they're ready to resume executions in California. Yesterday, they gave the media a tour of the new execution chamber at San Quentin Prison. Scott Schaefer went on the tour and filed this report.
A series of thick, locked doors maintain high security in California's new lethal injection facility. The execution chamber is hardly plush or even comfortable. In fact, it's downright austere.
What you're looking at, Scott, is our infusion control room.
Lieutenant Sam Robinson is the public information officer at San Quentin.
That is actually where our execution team facilitates infusing the inmate with the lethal cocktail to facilitate an execution.
On the wall of the infusion control room are four holes where IV lines will pass through and into condemned inmates strapped to a gurney for their final minutes of life.
The drugs flow out of the infusion room into the lethal injection facility into the inmate.
This execution chamber was constructed with inmate labor. It cost $853,000. It was built after a federal judge in San Jose issued a moratorium on lethal injections 4 years ago. His concerns included bad lighting and careless record keeping, poor training of the execution team, and cramped quarters. Lieutenant Robinson says this new, larger facility addresses those concerns.
There's a primary witness area for our media witnesses and the 12 official witnesses. There's a witnessing area for people related to the victim, and there's a witnessing area for people who are related to the inmate who's being executed.
Last month, the state also adopted new lethal injection regulations. One thing that hasn't changed, the eerie mint green gurney that inmates are strapped to for execution. The same one used in previous lethal injections was rolled into this new facility. On some level, it's hard to imagine an execution being humane. But Terry Thornton, spokeswoman with the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, says the new lethal injection regulations were adopted after lots of input from the public.
So it is something that people care about. And they took the time to read the draft regulations and supply comment, and we incorporated many of those changes in this whole process.
But that doesn't satisfy Lance Lindsay, executive director of Death Penalty Focus, a longtime opponent of capital punishment. Lindsay suggests the state is rushing this next execution for political reasons.
We're not investing in real public safety solutions. We're investing in what basically is a political solution that serves no social purpose.
Since California reinstated the death penalty in 1977, 13 inmates have been executed. Albert Greenwood Brown is scheduled to die September 29th for the rape and murder of a 15-year-old Riverside girl 30 years ago. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
Scott took photos on that tour. Check it out at our website, californiareport.org.